Dear beloved, I still have little to write, but I wish to convey my gratitude. Thank you. In humbleness and with love, Håkon. Håkon, you just came for 2 weeks, then you stayed for three, and then you stayed for four, and now, and still you have very little to write, but you are very happy now. Just take your own time, Håkon. Relax, be yourself. But what have you experienced or seen in these 4 weeks?
Obviously there's stuff coming and going, thoughts coming and going.
No, what is the insight? Not what's coming and going, the insight. Something you want to take with you that is precious. Because something has happened since you wanted to stay longer, and still you wanted to stay longer. And now you want to convey your gratitude, no? Your humbleness and love. So what is it you have seen, you have felt, you have realized? Yes, and what does this gratitude, what does that do to you? How does it feel to taste that gratitude?
It opens for love,
I think. It opens for love, no? Don't think, you have to trust your own insights. You feel gratitude, it opens for love. That is the nourishment you need, no? Then you feel happy. When anybody feels gratitude, it means they have felt something. They are grateful. And here it's very difficult to put it into words. That's why I wanted to tell you, so you realize it. No? You have to take it with you in your heart. Here you can be exactly as you want to be, just relax. No? The intelligent ones, you know, if they want, the ones who are after love, after to feel happy, after peace, they go where there is peace. Not many places you feel this humbleness, this gratitude, this love. Not many places in the world. Maybe you don't know, maybe you're still young, maybe you still have to seek and search and get lost and all these things. But a wise person, he will stick to where he gets happy, where he gets peace, where he feels his gratitude. No? That is a sign of wisdom, then you understand. Otherwise, people are into so many things in this world. No? More fame, no power, no more image, all these things is not nourishing for the heart, for your soul. No? But you just enjoy, take it with you, take care of it. Beloved Guruji, my heart, living in your aura is the most precious opportunity. This energy field has a nuclear power. It can make me fly. It can destroy in seconds, very painful old imprints. They suddenly surface and explode, and they disintegrate, just like bubble in an endless sky. That is how it is. In seconds, it can destroy all old imprints. That means you are available, you are open, so the power can destroy it. They have a Zen saying, in one sitting, all my karma was burnt. It's like that. Because you realize something else that is deeper than all these old stories, deeper than old imprints, then you are free. That is what is happening here. I've been burning, drowning, enjoying, crying, laughing. I'm definitely cooking. I feel a lot of healing going on. Thank you, my most beloved. The best healing, they say, is satsang. And cooking, you know, you enjoy cooking because you see the outcome of it. And cooking has to go on till you are disintegrated. When the chickpea is still hot, it has to cook. No. Then it gets more and more. Many stages. If you can take that in slow, they have that slow motion picture now. They can even film the seasons, no? They have the camera that the whole year. If you could film the chickpea, come down like a stone in the pot. Then slowly, just on the outside, little soft, and then gradually in the whole thing, then the everything just soft, and then it just need a little tack and boof, till it falls apart. And then when it falls apart, it would scream, ah! Who am I now? I thought I had a name and a form. Mr. Chickpea. I have to tell you that the Vipassana and silent sitting are more and more delicious. I often feel like being quietly soaked in a pool of nectar, sweetly diving into layers deeper and deeper. A warm, rich, loving silence embraces me, and the heart seems to grow bigger and bigger. Then I seem to disappear. There is only heart all around, all over. Only heart seems to exist, and there is no in and out. Just an immensity, no words. My deepest gratitude to you and the Sangha. See you very soon, in love, at your feet, just lean. What is the very soon? What do you mean by soon? Yeah? You coming to Brazil now?
If Brazil wants me.
Ah ha ha. Yeah, I was thinking last. You can't stop. That is just another test. Don't let anything be in your way. If you say something is precious, now you are alive. No, if it's something that is good, don't let anything stop you. Then you will be taken care of. Don't let it stop. You will love it there. You wanted to go. Don't let anything stop you. I tell you, nothing can stop the heart. If you are, of course, if you are in a war zone, because you have physically problems, violence, war, shooting, murder, then you have to be careful. But here, don't be careful. No, go for it. No, nothing. Brazil is totally ignorant for you. And God also leave them out. You have to follow what you have to do. Then you get strong. No, nothing can stop you. Beloved, it has been 12 years this summer since we met. When we met, I decided I wanted to become enlightened, to please you, and at that time I hoped it will happen within 12 years. Oh my God! Devadasha, you are not enlightened yet? Huh? Are you sure? I am tired of trying to please anybody. I'm longing to be natural, to be real, to to face whatever is happening here now. And like you said, you don't need or expect anything from anybody. I know it's all my creation. You are just an outpouring of love and acceptance. Many times meeting you or meeting your eyes in satsang, I've been worried about how my energy is. If I'm sensitive enough, if I'm clean enough, which sounds good, but all this worry does, all that this worry does is to keep me from being natural around you. And that is very sad. But the truth is that lately I've been really enjoying my own company. And I can't find so much darkness or negativity. So I can't tell this story anymore that I'm impure, unworthy, blah, blah, blah. Just wanted to share, to put things straight, to clear the way for my own heart. I love you so much. Eternally grateful, Devadasya. That's the thing, you have, this has bothered you now for something that happened a long time ago. And the problem is, you wanted to become enlightened. For the first, you will never get enlightened because you have to leave before enlightenment happens. So then it's in a dilemma if it's now 112 years, 120 years. That is the problem for the mind. The ego has to go. You will never get enlightened. When you go, enlightenment is there. And the easy way I'm teaching you is just to be natural. To be natural for me is to be enlightened. Because then you are in tune. Forget, please, forget everything about enlightenment. These people who talk so much about enlightenment, they are in a big dilemma. You have no idea. It's like God finding out the end of the universe. Good luck. Relax. Be natural. Be playful. Be innocent. Dance. Sing. Be creative. Work with what you enjoy. And then, before you know it, you don't think about enlightenment, and you are already there. It is impossible to talk about it. This is the law. You are not, only God is, but you don't realize that. I'm tired of trying to please anybody. Please, you don't need to please me. I'm Mr. Please myself. How can you please me? I'm all this is just your mind that is making hassle for yourself. I'm longing to be natural, to be real. That is all what I'm telling you, Dasha. Just be natural. I don't talk much about enlightenment and all the visions and the light and the mantras and the chakras and all these kind of levels and the blue light and the red light and the green light. No. When you are gone with the mind, then who can see all this? Then there is only peace. Then there is silence. Then there is only pure consciousness. And only in the deep relaxations this happens. Buddha didn't find it when he was struggling and eating a hand of rice every third day. He was almost starving himself. He wanted desperately enlightenment. He tried everything. Only when he gave up, he became natural. He stopped. And in that stopping, that's when you get the glimpse. That, no, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay here. I'm just totally open. I get drunk. I disappear. You forget yourself. And then enlightenment is. But this is maybe something you had in you. I'm tired trying to please anybody. You are not here to please anybody, just please yourself. And when you are pleased with yourself, you are happy, then people will be pleased with you. That's the way to do it. And like you said, you don't need or expect anything from anybody. It is all my creation. You are just an outpouring of love and acceptance. Many times meeting you or meeting your eyes in satsang, I've been worried about how my energy is. I'm sensitive enough. If I'm sensitive enough, if I'm clean enough, which sounds good, but all this worry does is to keep me from being natural around you. And that is very sad. That is very sad, because I don't ask you to be clean and all this. I just say, be natural, Devadasya. Why you put this on yourself? Look now, what a mess. How can that between me and you? How is it possible? Don't like that. But the truth is that lately I've been really enjoying my own company. That means you start getting natural. Nobody likes their own company if they are natural. You always have to do something. That is on the way. You know, you start enjoying just a small thing, hanging out with yourself, doing whatever you do. Then you start enjoying your own being. And I can't find so much darkness or negativity. So I can't tell this story anymore that I'm impure, unworthy, blah, blah, blah. No, don't tell it. For God's sake, don't tell it. We are tired listening to it. Finished. The only thing... what the mystics are saying, you know, when they, if they mention this clean or pure and sensitive and all this darkness, negativity, is all the mind, no? Otherwise you can't find, it's just the mind. The mind is between you and the truth. The mind is between you and the master. Your own ideas, your own projections, that is in between. That is the impurity. When that is gone, then you enjoy. When you are natural. Nothing in between. But this is good. You are seeing that. And things cannot be given before you are ready for it. You have to make space to receive the truth. Otherwise, the truth is so powerful, it will can blow your fuses. So it's a very sensitive thing also. I'm ready, but are you ready? Because it's a lot of voltage. And if your channels is too tight, you can burn up. It can be negative instead of positive. So it's a very fine line. You have to be prepared. That is the whole sadhana, the whole journey. To be more and more empty, more and more natural, so you can receive. So you can contain. I love you so much, eternally grateful, Devadasya. I know, Devadasya, so stop that nonsense. I love you too. Relax. I will tell you a little story. Sometimes it's better, little stories, because then you are not so involved. Hehehehe. Ananda, the attendant of Buddha. Ananda was in the same family as Buddha, and he always wanted to be with the Buddha. He was there the whole life with Buddha, taking care. They passed by with the Buddha, passed by a well in the village. They saw a young woman, Pakati, who was an outcast woman, and asked her for water to drink for the master. In India, it still is, but even more in the past, that you have many different castes. For example, a Brahmin is very high. He cannot even touch anything that an outcast has touched. It's impossible. She is not even allowed into the house. And if they touch just by accident, they can get very mad. They have to wash at once. Impurities. It's not like that. You are not outcast. We are not in India. Relax. But it's always been like that. That is the, even the Buddha had to deal with this. And this young woman, Pakati, said, "Oh, great master, I'm too humbly born to give you water to drink. Do not, please, don't ask any service of me, because then your holiness will be contaminated, for I am such a low, the lowest caste, just a beggar." Ananda replied, "I ask not for caste, but for water." And the woman's heart suddenly leaped joyfully, and she gave the Buddha water to drink. Ananda thanked her and went away, but she followed him at a distance. Realizing that this Ananda was a disciple of the Buddha, the woman went to the Blessed One and said, "Oh Master, help me. Let me live in that space that your disciple Ananda dwells, so that I may see him and everybody. I love him." The Blessed One understood the emotions of her heart, and he said, "Pakati, your heart is full of love, but you do not understand your own sentiments. It is not Ananda that you love, but this kindness and the truth, the Dharma. Accept then that this kindness you have seen him practice. You have it, and please practice it towards others." Pakati thought, "You are born in a low caste. You are a model for noble woman and noble man." What Buddha is saying, forget all about caste, your name, your ideas, your religions. Get rid of all that, otherwise you cannot receive the truth. And just one sentence of truth can transform you. Just listen. And that's how it is for anybody who comes to the Enlightened One. You have to let go of all your ideas of who you are. And how difficult it is with this for this lower caste. She always been a beggar. These people in India, they're just allowed to do the worst manual work, the most dirty. This is imprinted for generations. And then suddenly she realized that this is something else. She just wanted to be sannyasin. That was the way to freedom. Because it's impossible then to go back to your own village. There everybody sees you as you have been, as a lower caste, as a Christian, as a Buddhist, as the Hindu. If you want to be free, you have to go with the Enlightened Ones. That's the message. He's not, the Buddhas are not interested in this. They are just interested in you, in your innocence. Be natural, no? Dear Babaji, I have never been able to observe my own mind and all its tricks as I have these past few weeks. Anibal, you have never looked at your mind like you have done here. What do you mean? This is a totally new beginning for you. It's an art of seeing. It's very few people who study themselves. They study everybody else, but they don't know themselves. I asked many, many times if I should become a sannyasin, especially after feeling all this love and gratitude. It would be enormously stupid to think that life is bringing me here to you and this beautiful community just as a coincidence. It would be enormously stupid. What to do? I read a quote from Osho, "Become a sannyasin. The whole idea is already stirred in your heart. Otherwise, the question would not have arisen. Your heart is already beating a little faster. Your breath is already feeling the fragrance. You have already touched the periphery of this Buddha field. Now take the plunge in." Yes. You can stand next to the river and think, "Oh, it would be nice with a swim. It would be nice with a swim. It would be nice with a swim." Nothing will happen before you plunge in. That being said, no, there is nothing left to think about. It's time to take the plunge, to make the quantum leap into the unknown, into the mysterious. It is? Yeah. I want the full experience. I don't just want to sit and watch as an outsider. I want to get wet. I want to dive into your river of peace. Will you please welcome me into your family and grace me with sannyas? Well, I don't see any point. I don't like that people are stupid. And where is Salima? And you have a nice wife, so she shouldn't live with this stupid guy either. No, the last day, Anibal. Huh? Madhav is writing to me, "Beloved Babaji, my structure is collapsing." So I was wondering if it's too much collapsing, or if you laughed just a little bit, just like, "So much is coming up that sometimes I feel I won't cope. Mix of sorrow and happiness and fear and courage, confusion, clarity, togetherness, abandonment, and some blissful moments of silence. I don't know what is happening." But Madhav, this is what Babaji is talking about day in and day out. And it doesn't matter, no, you will never know what is happening because you are in it. It's very difficult to have it, look at it from a distance, but this is what's happening, and it's very good. The structure is collapsing. It's a moment of celebration. Because only then can we have a real good foundation. The all this structure is collapsing. Now is the time to let it go. And be more real. And build up everything in the truth, in the name of truth. Then it will be strong. Your identity is collapsing. And only then you can build up something new. In the middle of all this, I have to gather force to work with practical things. That is sometimes a hassle. Don't worry. It's just that you have been so practical and so quick of doing things that when this all doing is going, you are at a loss. But the doing is not you. And that's the art. That's everybody had to go through. Everybody is going through in one way, is integrating. To functioning, but to function more from an innocent. Not from like that. I feel my heart now shattered after these sharings in satsang. I left the tent with very sad feeling of shame for realizing that my love for you is still conditional. But why be happy that you see? Again, the mind wants to look at it the negative way. You see. And when you see something, when you realize something, then it's finished. It hurts me so much, the feeling that I'm far away from this true love. I feel powerless. It is so painful to see so much beauty in a human being and feel that I'm not able to live this sacred love. But what can I do? I shouldn't show up anymore then? What can I do? I'm also helpless. We are both helpless. My being is crying out for help. I need to go beyond this conditional love. I failed many tests you presented me, tests that were chances for me to let go of my old ways. I'm still not able to go through all the challenges unshakable. Don't worry, what is wrong with shaking? That's why we have Kundalini, shake. Don't take it so seriously, Madhav. I will tickle you. Look now. What's wrong of shaking? What is the thing is to become real, to become natural. At the moment, I don't know how to be able to deserve the depth and the sweetness of your love. What can I do? You are doing all the problems. If you are sweet or you are sour, my love is coming anyway. It's just my nature. What can I do? You have to accept yourself. And if you're tired about being sour, become sweet. Then it tastes better. Otherwise, be sour and suffer a little more. Please, beloved, don't give up on me. I arrived unprepared at your feet. Everybody does. Everybody comes unprepared because how can you know the unknown? That's what Anibal said. No, he's excited. He was ready to jump into the unknown, into the mystery. How can you know what happens? You have to live it. This is how it is. And look how much you have seen, how much you have grown. More than in a lifetime. If it's 1 year or 1 month, or 8 years, or 12 years. Look, what else could you have done better with your life? I thought it will be a stroll in the park, but I see now that it's nothing less than climbing the Everest. I have the urge more than ever to honor this path. My love is little, is feeble, but it is what I have to share, and I want to keep at your feet, for I know it's the most valuable thing in this world. Gratitude for all this that I even cannot cope. Gratitude for the mystery and beauty of your being. Love and tears, Madhav. Be happy, you see, Madhav. Don't be too hard on your father. Be happy, you see. Huh? But being an old monk, you suffer a little unnecessary. It won't work here with me. It's okay. Everything is okay. Everything is always okay. Why is it so difficult to understand? I don't know. Look at your fear, your arrogance and pride. If you want to remove it, this is the way. Look at it. That is the way. If you want to remove it, look at it. That's what you're doing. You're looking at it. That is the only way to remove it. To see it. I will tell you something that my master said. Osho said, the dark night of the soul. When the mind starts disappearing, your identification starts going. There is comes a gap, an interval. But before something beyond the mind descends, there is a gap. The old is gone and the new has not come. Hence this desert-like feeling. This is how you feel. You know now that the old doesn't work. The Christian mystics have the right name for it. They call it the dark night of the soul. One feels completely dried out, empty, negatively empty. The emptiness has the quality of darkness, not of luminosity, no greenery anywhere, not even an oasis, not even on the faraway horizon. That this desert has to be passed through. It is a must. That's where it's almost impossible if you don't have the link to the Master. Then you can get lost. Many people become afraid and they escape back into the world of illusions. This is a natural outcome because all the greenery that has existed before was illusory. It was just hallucination. You created it. It was not there. Now the dreams have disappeared. And now the empty screen. You have been sitting in a movie house and the empty screen, there have been many, many things. Beautiful flowers, mountains, rivers, ocean, people. Everything was so much happening. And suddenly the projector has stopped. The screen is empty. It is empty because whatever you were seeing just a moment before was just an illusion. It was Maya. Many people become afraid. They escape. They start the projector again. Anything not to face the emptiness. Again, they populate the world with their own fantasies. This is the time where courage is needed. this is the time when the person really become a sannyasin. So let this dasa be. You have to pass through it. And the deeper you accept it, the sooner it will disappear. Sometimes it can disappear in a single moment. It depends on the intensity of the acceptance. And it depends on the master, how he deals with the situation. If you accept, you say, it is okay, I will live with this empty screen, but I'm not going to create an illusion anymore. Enough is enough. All those love affair relationships, all those desires and dreams and greed and ambition, I'm not going to bring them again and again. If it is a desert, so let it be. At least this is real. I'm ready to live the real now. Once you are totally ready, suddenly you will see the desert is also disappearing. Just as the greenery has disappeared, the desert is also disappearing. The picture disappeared, now the screen has disappeared. And then for the first time you become aware of the reality, which is so beautiful, very colorful, is luminous. So these are the two things. First the movie has to start, then the screen has to disappear. Then you face the reality, the real world as it is. But to become capable of that, this is the price one has to pay. Christian mystics have said that there are three stages of inner growth. The first they called via purgativa. One has to become completely pure, pure of all illusions. The second stage they called via illuminativa, when one has become completely pure of illusions. The second stage will come and a great light will descend. Life will become glorious. One will feel very fulfilled, very close to home. And then the third stage they call via univativa. One becomes one with reality. There is no one as the seer and nothing as the seen. In the first stage there is no light and is very painful. That's the cleansing, the holy fire. Many, many cherished dreams are being broken. It's painful, it hurts. One feels dried up because all that one was thinking was juice, was real, was nothing. It was just a dream, just illusions. Everything is shattered. In the second stage, one feels very happy, but something is still missing. One is happy, but one has not become happiness yet. One has tasted it. You have a feeling, but you have not become it. Still separate, but the light is there. A duality still exists. In the third stage, via univativa, one becomes one with the existence. Only then the journey is complete. The pilgrimage is over. Relax. This is how it is. This is how it always has been. Beloved one, laying down in the singing from the heart, the body so surrendered, so tired, I couldn't manage to sit up. Savini, it's about time now, you're relaxed also. And I have to do this. Please understand, you know, that I have to tire you so much that you can't even sit up. You're just a puddle. That's the art. Even if you try, you can't. Then you will relax. And watching all the people so alive, so real, so divine, beautiful, each one, how did this beauty happen? How come your grace shines in all these eyes? I will never find words, beloved, that can express this miracle we are living around you, or describe this divine beauty that lives in everything, in everyone you have touched, or words that can express the gratitude in my heart. Gratitude for every single moment, for the flowering, for the joy, for the love, for the silence, for the pain, for the cooking, for the friction, for the mirrors, for every situation, for every mirror in the Sangha, every edge that gets polished, every dark corner in me that gets exposed, every comfort zone that gets crushed, every experience that helps me to grow, and that brings me closer to myself, to silence, to love. The gratitude for learning to stand up, to speak out, and for learning to bow down, to listen. The gratitude beyond it all. The gratitude that you have touched my eyes so I can see all this beauty. The gratitude for being in your pot, in your divine washing machine. The gratitude for being eternally yours, at your feet, Savini. To listen. That is an art, to listen. And they have said, Guru Nanak said, just listen is enough. But listening is just not listening. You have to be totally empty to listen. Then it can be a path to realization. Because there's nothing in between. And you can only, when the Guru Nanak says something, when the Buddha says something like that, it means it's totally empty. So the transmission can happen directly. Then just listening, you can have enlightenment. No other technique, practice, sadhana, meditation is needed. Just listening. So learn to listen and you have learned everything. It will save you from everything. That's the secret of listening to the Master. When you are not in the way, then you listen. Then the gratitude grows. Yesterday it was thunder and storm, now it's sunny. Just like your mind, never, there's a changing all the time. You have to go beyond the clouds, you know. The clouds are very narrow. When you go above the clouds, you will see that the clouds is nothing, it's all blue sky. Just go above the clouds. Always sunny. Above the clouds is always sunny. Yes, he said yes. The other day, when I was waiting for you at the gateless gate before satsang was over, waiting to take some photos, I had the beautiful vision. Because I was standing there outside the tent, I could see satsang from a distance. You sitting there and all those people sitting so silently, just soaking up the energy, soaking up the love. Such an open and beautiful space. And you shared some words before you left, talking about the heart and silence. I felt such a pregnant silence, so beautiful to witness. And last night I had a beautiful dream with you. We were lying outside in the sun. I think it was India, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it was a beautiful place in nature. And we were just laying there, relaxing. We were alone and it was a very intimate atmosphere. Then you took out a letter from your pocket and started reading to me. It was a letter from a disciple. I don't remember what was written in the letter, but when you finished reading, you said, like you said in satsang the other day, that you were just a friend, and you added that you just loved, and it was just your nature. Then I said, I can feel this love right now. You asked me, and when you don't feel the love, where does the love go? I looked at you and answered, I feel you always loving. You are always loving. Somehow I get involved with other things. And you just wait. Wait till I come back. You said, yes, I just wait. Tears started rolling from my face, and you lovingly embraced me. And all there was love. I love you, Ram. Let there be only love. Aum Shanti. It's always here. So stay here, don't go. Be present. Carry the love with you, carry the silence with you.